Today on MyFM, we're profiling hidden gems in our community, gems like Mark Letts, who might be a familiar face to local high school students, but not everybody. Mark, thank you for your time. Before we dive in too deep, I did want to ask you what your official job title is.
I'm a custodian at RCI.
So what does your usual workday entail?
Well, I'm a cleaner, so I clean the school during the night. I do small repairs, and then when sports events come up, years ago I used to always do all the setups. Now my job title has changed a bit. But I guess that's where all this came from, was getting everything set up for the sporting events and whatnot, and just making sure everything's set up for the teams and that.
And for people who don't know, Mark, you actually won a province-wide award for your help with the extracurriculars at Renfrew Collegiate Institute, specifically with the RCI Raiders sports programs.
Yes. Mostly sports, but also was one time with Madame Montessette with a reach for the top team. I came in on Sunday for them so they can compete.
And that attention to detail, making sure that students are able to participate in what makes school fun and engaging in a lot of ways. It's not part of your job description anymore, but it still seems like it's very important to you.
Oh, it's very much important to me. Like, even though I don't do as much, I still go down every once in a while to see what's going on and that, and make sure things are set up a little bit.
And I think it really speaks to the goodwill and positive impact that you've had, that you've almost become a good luck charm for these teams. In fact, they've actually invited you out to travel alongside them. How did that get started?
Yes, there was one weekend. I forget the year now, but the girls were on a tournament in Belleville, and they came out to be Friday, and they said, you know what, you should come down. And I said, okay, whatever, I'll think about it. And then I got up Saturday morning, I said, you know, why not? So I just took off and showed up with my Raider shirt on and that, and the girls just loved it, and some of the parents were there too, so it was great.
And I guess it must also feel really good to know that the kids you work in support of really kind of cherish your presence and your value to their experience.
It is. It's a good feeling, and I guess for them too, just seeing it on their faces and that.
Right on. Let's get into the award itself. You won the Ontario Teachers Insurance Plan Support Staff Worker of the Year, but before winning it, you were nominated. Was it a surprise to have found out that you were in the running for kind of a big award for your line of work?
It was a surprise, I guess. It was great. I was honored and humbled at the same time, because I didn't do it for recognition. I just did it because I love doing what I do.
And helping everyone out was just kind of part of your nature.
I think so. I guess on weekends, like wherever I am, I just like people to be happy in that.
And they actually invited you down to them in order to pick up your award.
Yes, they did. Yes. They had a big banquet down in Toronto, and it was, my gosh, it was great. It was a nice trip down, and the place was packed. And it was through, a company for OTIP, the teacher's pension company. And it was great. Nice banquet, dinner, and you go up on stage and get the award and that.
Did they give you time to say a few words?
No, because they had too many people. It was supposed to be, I heard that, but they brought back previous winners and put them on stage also. So I'm kind of happy it wasn't a speech.
Well, Mark, I do know some RCI students will probably be listening, so the floor is yours if you have anything to say to them.
Oh, my gosh. Just go out and, just go out and give it your best all the time. No matter, even if you don't do as well as you can always do it better next time.
Okay, I think those are some pretty good words to end on. We've been speaking with Mark Letts, a support custodian with RCI, recent award winner through the Ontario Teachers Insurance Plan for Support Staff Worker of the Year, and a hidden gem in our community just recently getting some well-deserved recognition. Mark, before I let you go, one last question. Are you looking at repeating as Support Staff Worker of the Year in 2023?
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure about that. Because like I say, I don't go out for recognition at all. I just go out because I love doing what I do. I love to see the happiness on the kids' faces.
Humble right to the end. Mark, thank you so much for your time. And remember, you can get a complete list of our hidden gems at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.